Father, I just thank you so much for who you are. Father, I give you the highest praise because you were so good. And God, there is no one like you in all of this earth. God, I thank you that your word says that you stick closer than any brother. And God, I thank you. We just draw near to you in this moment, in this time. Father, I just begin to intercede for my brother and for my sister. God, during this time of difficulty, Lord, during this time of just fear coming against us and the enemy just attacking, Lord, and coming to steal. But God, we march into the enemy's camp and we take back what he has stolen from us. God, we begin to press into your presence, Lord, as we begin to push in where you are. God, it begins to equip us. It begins to enable us. It begins to empower us, Lord, with all of the tools that we need. God, I pray that we would be reminded constantly, God, Father, that with great power, there comes great responsibility. God, it is required of us each and every day, Lord, to spend time in your presence because, God, a week without you makes us weak. God, we cannot do it alone. Father, we need to trust and rely on the power that is found in you. God, I thank you for your sovereignty. God, I thank you for your mercy. God, I thank you for everything that you have done for us, everything that you have given us. Father, I thank you for sending your son to die for us. God, that although we deserved hell and we deserved to die, Father, that we did not have to do that because you brought forth a plan to bring the seed that would bruise the head of the serpent, Lord, the seed of woman. And I thank you for bringing that promise full circle with Jesus, Lord, as you enabled Mary to be used by Holy Spirit, Lord, to fulfill that prophecy. God, we just give you the utmost praise. And God, I pray that miracles will begin to surface and take place inside of each and every one of our own lives. God, that we would be used as vessels just as Mary was, Lord, that the power of your Holy Spirit would come upon us. And God, that it would enable us and it would empower us. And Lord, it would grant us the opportunity to be used for your glory. God, I want to be used for your glory. God, I thank you that I'm not the head and I'm not the tail, but I'm not above and not beneath. God, I just thank you that I am the head and not the tail, that I am above and not beneath. God, I thank you that you see me, Lord, as righteous and redeemed. And God, I just begin to speak these things over my brothers and my sisters here today. God, I pray that these words would begin to be used to edify, that it would be used to glorify you, and that it would be used to equip and to encourage. God, I just speak healing over the lives of my brothers and my sisters in Jesus' name. God, I speak a healing of the physical. God, I speak over bodies right now in Jesus' name. God, I command blood pressure to begin to stabilize. God, I command every ounce of sugar levels to begin to stabilize in Jesus' name. Got to command every bone that is not cooperating, that is not working with the body as an entirety. Got to command these bones to begin to strengthen and straighten and to begin to develop right now in Jesus' name. Got to speak over every muscle structure right now in Jesus' name. Got to command these muscles to begin to strengthen. Got to command the tension that is inside of these muscles to be loosed. Got to pray that a restoration will begin to sweep over the bodies of your people. Got to pray that these muscles, Lord, like I have spoken before, that they would begin to return to their original design in Jesus' name. God, I begin to speak over every blood cell. I command it to be generated right now in Jesus' name. God, I command just a restoration over the body in the physical. God, I command every organ, every vital organ, Lord, every organ that is additional. God, I command all of these organs to begin to function the way that they are needed in Jesus' name. God, I just speak healing over the spiritual, God, right now. Father, I just speak spiritual healing over the lives of your people in Jesus' name. God, that we would begin to redefine, that we would begin to reshape, Lord, that we begin to step into a place of spiritual maturity that we have never felt before. God, that it would not just be something that we would just use and set aside completely and totally for Sunday, but that it would be something that we crave each and every day that we cannot go without. God, I pray for just a spiritual maturity to begin to wash over your people. people. God, I pray for the ability to be aware of false prophets. God, I pray that you would just make us aware that there are people that come in your name that do not have the intentions, that do not have the heart, do not have power of Holy Spirit infused in them, and their intentions are to bring false hope. God, we command these things to leave. God, we command those voices to be shut down right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray for that spiritual maturity to rise inside of us as your people. God, that we would begin to develop the fruit that is found, the attributes that are found of your Spirit. God, that we would begin to develop peace and joy and patience. God, that we would develop love and kindness. God, that we would develop self-control. And as all of these attributes of your Spirit, all of the evidence that is found within your Spirit would begin to surface. God, I pray that we would become better people, God, that we become godly people, that we become holy people, God. Father, you require holiness, God. That is a standard that has been given from you. And God, I pray that that's something that we would get back to as your people, is that we would stand for what is holy and we would stand for what is right. God, that we would stand on the truth that is found in your word. God, that we would not be ashamed, Lord, of the gospel, that we would not be ashamed of you, that we would not be ashamed to say that you are the king of our lives. God, it's the prophet Elijah, when he was on Mount Carmel, that he felt like he was all alone because he was the only person representing your name in the presence of many and many and many followers of the prophets of Baal. God, testing which God would be faithful, answering by fire and burning the offering. But God, you reminded him on Mount Carmel that he was not alone and that you had so many people held in reserve that you can awaken, that you can stir in the hearts of, that you would bring them to that place to where you were. God, I thank you that we are never alone. God, in those moments that we ever feel alone, that it is just an attack of the enemy, God, to trying to isolate us and separate us from the flock of the sheep. God, I pray that we would just come back to the heart of worship. God, I pray that we would embrace worship. God, that it would be something that we cannot go without. God, that we are bringing glory to you, that we are bringing praise to you. And God, that we are setting the atmosphere in our lives for Holy Spirit to move in such a powerful way. God, that whenever we enter into a place of worship, not only does it invite you to move freely in our lives, but it loosens us up. Lord, it takes the attention off of ourselves, and it takes the attention off of the things in our life, and it brings us to that place to where all eyes are on you and our hearts are open and ready to receive you. God, I pray for just a spiritual healing inside of your people. God, that bondages would be broken. God, that lies would be silenced. God, that freedom would be loosed and begin to develop within the hearts and the lives of your people. God, I pray for healing in the form of the mental. God, I just speak mental healing over your people right now in Jesus' name. God, every thought that is binding people, that is keeping people from reaching their fullest potential for you, God, every thought that they think that they're not good enough, that they think that they're not worthy, God, I pray that you would just bring these scriptures to remembrance, God, that you would bring your word to remembrance. God, it is required of us to take every thought captive and make it surrender, make it bow to your feet. God, that there are so many thoughts that run through our mind constantly throughout the day. Some are based on things that we dwell on, and God, there's others that just surface through our mind out of absolutely nowhere. But God, I pray that you would help us to do an absolutely better job at maintaining the space of our minds. God, I pray that you would help us, God, to come to the place, God, to where the thoughts in our mind would obey Jesus. God, that any temptation that would come against our mind, Lord, any temptation that would come to stir within our lives to push us away from you, God, I pray that you would help us to do like the example that Jesus set for us. God, that when he was in the wilderness and he spent time in the presence of you, that in his moments of vulnerability, God, that he withstood the temptations because he had taken time to bury your words and your scripture within his heart, that he would not sin against you. And God, I pray that we would begin to do the same, that whenever the enemy comes to attack our minds and begins to bring our past against our minds and our mistakes against our minds, God, that the moments that we think we're not good enough, the moments that we feel weak, the moments that we feel that we cannot be used and that we're not worthy and that we're not good enough, God, I pray that you would remind us that you do not make mistakes and that there's no wasted space, Lord, that life is found in you. And God, that you bring redemption, God, that you bring healing, God, that you bring a restoration whenever we sell out to you, whenever we surrender to you, whenever we lay everything down. God, we take all of the broken pieces of our life and we surrender them into your hands. And God, you begin to craft and to build something beautiful out of it and to use it for the glorification of you. God, I pray, Lord, I pray that you would continue to just stir in the hearts of your people. God, I speak over mental healings right now in Jesus' name. God, I command every anxiety to flee right now in Jesus' name. God, I command every depression to break in Jesus' name, every oppression to break in Jesus' name. God, I pray that you would just bring joy that would override depression. God, that your word says that we can cast all of our anxieties and all of our worry on you. God, that you will provide for us rest. And I thank you for the peace that is found in you, King Jesus. God, I thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. And God, we just give you the highest praise because you are so good. God, there's no one like you in all this earth. God, I pray for an emotional healing in the hearts and in the lives of your people. God, the emotions, Lord, the things that the hurt and the heartache, God, the pain, God, the emotions that have run rampant, God, from different events in our life, God, the traumatization of people that have hurt us and people that have mistreated us. God, the Father, I just speak healing over those hearts. God, I cannot imagine the hurt and the pain that surfaces from those events. But God, I know that you do because you know all things. And God, I thank you that although sometimes people hurt us, God, that you never do. And God, we should never run from you, but to run to you. God, I just pray that you would just begin to stir in the hearts of your people. God, I pray that as people are listening to this prayer and as they are joining in this prayer, and God, as they're just pressing into their presence during this prayer, God, that people would begin to surface in their minds and their hearts, God, that you would give them the ability and opportunity not only to share this prayer, but to be encouraged and influenced to pray and to minister to the hearts of those people in their lives. God, we all know broken people. God, we all know people that are ashamed of where they are or what they've done, or they feel unusable. And God, it is just such a tough place to be, Lord, whenever we're in that season and we're in that mindset. But God, I know that you bring freedom. God, I know that you reign. God, I know that when we're finished being disciplined, God, that there is a moment of reward. There's a moment of freedom that just sweeps over our hearts and over our mind. God, that we will never reach a place of perfection in this life. But God, I thank you that it's in those moments of imperfection, that it's in those moments, Lord, where we're facing the flaws and we're struggling and we're trying our absolute best and we still mess up, God. It's in those moments that you minister to our hearts in such a deep way and such a personal way that it strengthens our faith, that it brings an encouragement to our souls and an encouragement to our lives as we begin to see you moving actively and freely in an incredible way that is unexplainable. God, I love you. Father, we give you the highest praise because you are so good. God, there is truly no one like you. And us, God, I pray that, Lord, that hearts and ears that begin to hear this prayer and that listen to this podcast episode, God, I pray that it would be like Elisha and the woman, God, that when all she had to offer was the little bit of oil, God, as they collected containers from all around the house and as many things that they can find as they begin to pour out this oil, and pour out this oil and pour out this oil until they filled every vessel and every container that they had. God, I pray that this is exactly what this podcast episode would do. God, as people bring their vessels and as people bring their containers, God, that the oil would begin to pour out and pour out and pour out and pour out and never stop until every vessel that is brought forth would begin to surface in such an incredible way that it would begin to be an investment and encouragement, Father, as we instill hearts and wisdom, your wisdom, God, and your spirit and your love into the hearts of your people. God, I thank you for this time. God, I thank you that revival is stirring in the hearts of your people, that yes, there is a virus, that yes, there is a time of where fear just sweeping across the world, because suddenly what was understood as the normal is no longer the normal, and what it used to be the ordinary is no longer ordinary. But God, I thank you because you take the word extra and you slap it upon that word ordinary and you make things extraordinary. God, I thank you that although we walk through storms, and God, although that there are times in our life that things just do not seem to be as we thought they should be, God, I thank you that is in those moments, those pivotal moments, God, that we begin to see our hand work, and it reinvents our faith. God, it restores our faith. God, it brings the elevation of our lives to a whole new level. God, I thank you for your sovereignty. God, I thank you that you're faithful. God, I thank you that you operate on your time and not on ours. Because God, if we had things our way, and God, if we wanted time, and if we wanted everything that we wanted in our timing, God, it would not be fulfilling. It would not be everlasting. God, it would not be something that was authentic. God, I thank you that you are never far in the storm, but God, that you are right there with us, and that your promise and your scripture is to always be there. God, that you do never abandon us, that you never forsaken us. And God, I love that about you. God, I love that you're willing to allow us to go through the storm, but never alone in the storm. God, I pray that we will learn the lessons that are needed to be learned, that we will learn of the dependency for you. God, that we will learn that in our weaknesses, you are made strong. And God, that we would use this as something that even when this fear breaks away and when things start to transition back into what is called normal life, that God, we would never forget these moments, these important moments where we have crafted a whole new life with you. And God, let it be something that is encouraging. Let it be something that drives us for the entirety of our lives here on earth, until we step in and transition into the life that is in the next. God, I thank you for the secret place. God, I encourage the entirety of your body that if there is no secret place and we're meeting with you behind closed doors, that the development of that would begin to surface. God, I pray for the encouragement, Lord, to dig into your word. God, to dig into your spirit. And God, to just dig into your presence, because God is where our strength comes from. God, it's in your presence we're made strong. It's in your presence that we are renewed, that we are restored, and that things are just constantly transforming and changing for the better, to build better us. God, holy us, and the we that we are supposed to be that has been crafted in your image. God, I love you. Father, I give you the highest praise because you are so good. And God, there is no one like you in all this earth. Father, we thank you. We love you. We give you the highest praise, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.